Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 339. For understanding the significant biological special programs, the so-called diseases, according to conventional medicine, one need not go to a medical college and learn medicine there and become a doctor. What are taught in any medical college at present are not the truths. Only GNM, the science based on five biological laws of nature, can give you the best available knowledge regarding the phenomena of health, disease and cure. Friends, do not neglect to spend some time and energy to learn it. It will help you, your family, near and dear ones, and finally, if you can, the whole world. So please learn it ardently. Today's topic is the SBS of the bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter. The urinary bladder is a hollow organ where urine is stored. In order to void urine from the bladder wall consisting of muscles contracts and forces urine out of the bladder into the urethra. At the same time, there are two sphincters allowing urine to be expelled. The internal bladder sphincter we studied earlier under smooth muscles originating from the endoderm and controlled from the midbrain. Our topic of discussion is the external bladder sphincter positioned at the lower end of the urethra and the bladder muscle because both consist of striated muscles derived from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. Here, what is to be understood well is that originally there were only the smooth muscles in the bladder that developed from the intestinal muscles of the gullet. It was later only that the striated muscles of the bladder and the external bladder sphincter developed. Both are voluntary muscles that can be consciously controlled. Now let us see how these organs are controlled from the brain. They have two control centers in the cerebrum. First one is the cerebral medulla, which controls its trophic function responsible for the nutrition of the tissue. Second one is the motor cortex, part of the cerebral cortex, which controls the contraction of the muscle. Here also there is crossover correlation from brain to the organ. You can appreciate this knowledge better if you can understand that the bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter, rectum muscle and the external rectal sphincter, cervix muscles and cervical sphincter, and vaginal muscles share the same brain relays. Similar is the importance of the biological conflict linked to the bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter. It is not being able to sufficiently mark one's place. This conflict is similar to the conflict linked to the rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter, which we studied yesterday. That was an identity conflict and not being able to sufficiently mark one's territory by defecation. In the case of urinary bladder, the conflict typically occurs when the territorial marking conflict cannot be resolved for a longer period of time. There can be a self-devaluation conflict also linked to the bladder muscles due to the urinary incontinence, which we will discuss shortly. Next, we proceed to learn the conflict active phase. There is cell loss or necrosis being controlled from the cerebral medulla and paralysis of the bladder muscle being controlled from the motor cortex. The external bladder sphincter opens without any necrosis. This increase of urine flow is for enabling the marking of the territory. As organs consisting of striated muscles, both the urinary bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter have functional loss during conflict activity. Unresolved and persistent marking conflict can cause urinary incontinence or involuntary outflow of urine. It can be a mild type as the leaking during coughing, laughing, sneezing, etc., or a severe type of uncontrollable wetting. Similar sudden urine outflow can also occur during epileptoid crisis. Prolonged incontinence can cause self-devaluation conflict affecting pubic bone or pelvic floor muscles. Recurring so-called bladder infections can also cause similar symptoms. You please bear in mind that the external sphincters of bladder, rectum and cervix have an inverse innervation, meaning that they close through contraction during vagotonia or in the healing phase and open through relaxation in sympathicotonia or CA phase and in epileptoid crisis. As we studied in the case of rectum yesterday, throughout an epileptic seizure, bladder sphincter also opens, causing a complete emptying. Bedwetting or nocturnal enuresis or unintentional voiding of urine during sleep is another common medical condition to be considered here. It occurs during the epileptoid crisis of the vagotonic state at night. Brief sympathicotonic stress opens the sphincter and causes excretion of urine. Continued conflict lapses cause persistent or chronic bedwetting. With the territorial marking conflicts with their siblings, schoolmates, etc., or with the bullying them physically, verbally, or socially, can cause territorial marking conflicts in children and result in bedwetting during epileptoid crisis. A complete emptying of the bladder can happen in the course of any intense epileptoid crisis. During the healing phase, the bladder muscle gets reconstructed and the bladder sphincter closes. If there is bacteria in bladder to assist healing, that condition will be called bacterial bladder infection. Bladder spasms can also occur during the epileptoid crisis. Remember, the biological purpose is served at the end of the healing phase. In the case of all organs that derive from the new mesoderm or the surplus group. Thus, the organ or tissue is stronger than before after the healing phase has been completed. This is the end of today's Global GNM Health Tips. Stay tuned for tomorrow's health tip also. With best wishes for a very useful GNM learning, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.